Welcome back to the White Rabbits Podcast, gamers. Emphasis on the Y and gamers. Talking about Jaden over here. Woohoo!
Jaden, what's your favorite game to play?
Probably Minecraft.
Okay.
Minecraft is good.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was thinking you were going to say a different route, but you know.
You know, I'm a creeper in real life, so it makes
creeper,
sense.
Creeper, Minecraft Grim Reaper, blowing up blocks like Al Qaeda. I'm not a creature that'll eat you, but I'll leave you petrified.
Right.
All right, my name is Gracie, and I'm joined here today by my wonderful friend,
Dallas.
Woohoo! And gamer,
Jaden.
Yeah! All right. Today, we will be ranking two new Red Bulls.
Not new.
The Wild Berries, the Pink Edition, and the Green Edition Karuba Elderflower. I'm very excited for these ones. Today, we will also be doing ranking a tier list of fast food places that we all know and love.
Or hate, yeah.
Or just mid. There's a lot of ones out there that people are just like obsessed with, and I'm like, that's mid.
Yeah.
That's not even good.
I think we need to do like a baseline fast food to like start us off, like McDonald's.
Okay. But
like,
see,
like
here's
that's
the
vanilla
like
generic
the, like
one.
The vanilla fast food.
No, vanilla fast food is something you customize. So like Subway. Like you're the one who builds the sandwich.
Yeah.
You can't crap on Subway if you're the one who's making the sandwich.
Well, if you're behind the counter, yeah, but sometimes they can still fuck it up.
No, like I have
I've been the one behind the counter.
Like I have an order.
And I've
yeah, and like they can mess up your order bad.
Yeah, they can. But also, I feel like you can't crap on the flavor.
Yeah, you can't order a tuna sandwich
and then
be
mad when
it's terrible
like
because
yeah.
It's a tuna sandwich.
So maybe some like Subway varies between tiers. Like it could be B to C tier.
I just don't think you can like have a baseline fast food.
Yeah,
you know
probably
what I mean?
Can't.
I mean, one McDonald's on one side of town versus the other can
are
vary.
Are two different.
Yeah.
True. Like, you're very...
But let's do this on, in general. Like, find a average across your experiences
yeah.
at said places, you know. Don't let a great one, you know, give you rose-colored glasses, but don't let a bad one also ruin it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, one time I went to KFC and I had bad mac and cheese.
Well, let's just start with KFC.
KFC?
Okay.
I'm not the biggest fan of fried chicken, but I love their mac and cheese.
Their mac and cheese is so
it
good.
It is good.
So
and
good.
And their mashed potatoes are actually okay
actually.
If you're in the market.
They're, if I like, when I'm five.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the last time I had them,
when
by
I'm
the way.
When I'm 5 years old, oh my God, they're great. But then as someone who like cooks.
Yeah, who's like good at cooking.
Good at cooking, I think they're like,
Well, yeah. I've actually never ordered.
No, it's just embarrassing.
So maybe when I was like, probably 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
I don't know. Like, I always have a bad experience with KFC. Like, I like fried chicken, but not fast food necessarily. And I always throw up when I have KFC.
Oh.
Like, if I get the chicken, I will throw up.
Out of all the fast food chicken options, it's not at the top for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
The macaroni is good, though.
Oh,
I don't want to hate on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it...
It's the most fast food tasting.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah,
it's,
like it's very...
I don't know. It's the most unappetizing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taste-wise, who knows what bird that came
so
from.
So then if you feel this way about KFC, has either of you had Churches before?
Churches.
It's
no,
like KFC,
I want to.
But in the South, it's better.
I have heard it's better.
Yeah, it is better. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Do you guys like Popeyes? I've never had
I do like Popeyes.
I've had a Popeyes. And it seemed like really breaded to me.
It is. I think
yeah.
it depends what you get, too. I don't know. But I like Popeyes. If I had to choose between KFC and Popeyes, I would choose Popeyes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never like had it, though.
It seemed less greasy
yeah.
than KFC.
Like it wasn't as like...
oily.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're more southern-based and they do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it was... started in the South. I know Kentucky can be like counted as the South, but Colonel Sanders doesn't always know what he's doing just because he has Colonel in front of his name.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to put KFC D tier.
Yeah, I'm D tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I don't even disagree. Like, the only thing I go there for is their mac and cheese.
Like, it's not disgusting, and if I, like, had to, if I had to eat there, yeah, I'd be fine.
Yeah. If
but
I had
I'm not
to.
Going
yeah.
to choose it.
No. Like, I would only go there if everything else got hit by a tornado or something, and for some reason they were only open.
Everything
else was
bombed. Yeah. Speaking of which, is it open in North Platte,
yes.
KFC?
Yes.
Did they just reopen?
Yeah.
I see.
I wish they were doing the collab kitchen. With Taco oh. Bell.
Okay, but isn't there a Taco Bell back in the corner at Fat Dogs?
No.
Why is there a Taco Bell sign?
I don't know, but it pisses me off every time I gotta get gas.
We were Taco Bell rich in North Platte. Like,
we're Taco Bell rich. You're right.
And then one day there was no Taco Bells
and
anymore.
Now there's just Taco John's.
How would a Taco Bell do in Curtis?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Dude, any fast food chain like Subway, Taco Bell would do amazing
in
this area.
Perfect place, Maywood Junction.
Yes.
Just right
up
there,
the
up on the highway.
Yeah.
It's right, anyone. Like, I bet you'd have people like
from
all over here come.
Yeah.
How bad would that mess up my coffee shop? Business.
I don't think it would because this is coffee.
It's different.
Like the only food we sell here is burritos and cookies.
It would definitely probably affect the burrito business.
I don't think it would.
People love a good breakfast.
Yeah, but people like a Crunchwrap.
Not at 6 in the morning.
Oh, that's when I eat Crunchwraps.
Okay.
There's a breakfast Crunchwrap.
Okay, well, I still feel like
our burrito would be okay.
I think like them our customers knowing.
Right.
Does Taco Bell do breakfast?
Mm-hmm. The breakfast Crunchwrap, sausage or bacon.
I haven't had Taco Bell breakfast. See? Yeah, like, that's either. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, when I think of Taco Bell, I'm not like, oh, I want to go there for my breakfast.
No. Like, when I think Taco Bell, I'm thinking chicken quesadilla, Baja Blast. Like,
thinking grilled cheese
nacho
burrito
fries.
At steak.
Yeah.
Guys, I have like a long and storied history with Taco Bell, right? Like, it got me through college. But, like,
are we
back
on
then,
Taco Bell now?
I think we're on Taco Bell now.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
agreed D tier for,
yeah.
KFC.
For KFC. Dude, back in the day, like, the dollar menu at Taco Bell was, like half the menu was on the value menu. And I'd eat, it got to the point where they knew my voice through the the drive-thru. And I have to go S here. Like,
S?
But that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's me objectively and subjectively.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
My emotionally and looking at just a global fast food place that does fast food right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could there be sawdust in it?
Maybe.
In the meat? Maybe, but it's good.
Well, they use, like, meat from, like, end-of-life cows. So, like, cows that probably aren't going to get used anyways. So that makes them, like, ethical.
Okay, I get
like,
that.
Like, they're ethical about the way they get their meat. And, like, yeah, it might not be the greatest, highest quality, but I just put a cow to purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And you put enough Diablo sauce on there.
Oh, Diablo. I always get the hottest one.
Yeah. It don't matter what stage of life that cow is.
And there's Cinnabon Delights.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
So good.
Then they have Cinnabon iced coffee, which is not bad.
Really?
Yeah. There's a breakfast thing. Again, like, it's actually not
bad. Okay, I would agree, like,
S-tier.
S-tier, yeah.
Like, yeah, sometimes I have some crappy Taco Bell.
For sure. I agree.
I have crappy everything every once
in a while.
Yeah,
like, there's always something that's crappy.
Taco Bell is a special... It's a special thing to me.
No, I agree. Yeah. Like, I get excited to go to Taco Bell.
And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people I know are like, oh, I'm going to get the craps if I eat at Taco Bell. But
that's never happened to me. Like,
same.
It's never
happened to me.
Like... Dude, sometimes Coke makes me cry my brains out, okay?
Maybe there's some menu things
that
would do that. Like you can order wrong at any place.
Maybe if you ate 10 Crunchwrap Supremes.
With, like, extra nacho cheese and
sour
cream.
Yeah, and, like, a Doritos Locos taco.
That's understandable.
I'm not getting that.
Fitting into making S tier is bang for your buck. Like, price-wise, you get a lot for what you pay for.
Yeah.
Because now, like... A lot of other places fuck you over.
Yeah.
I really feel it.
Like, Subway, like, $10 for, like, a footlong. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Do you remember when they did $5 footlongs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'd have that commercial, $5.
Yeah, they had that pedophile guy on there. And
Yeah,
what a crazy spokesman.
What a guy. And now they have, like, Simone Biles and basketball players or something.
Zero. Yeah, they went from, like, the guy who preyed on kids to people who've been preyed on.
Yeah.
to fix their image.
Yeah. I don't know. Taco Bell...
S tier.
Always S tier. Yeah. If you're giving me the option between Taco Bell and like my second favorite food place in the whole world, I'm gonna pick Taco Bell.
Yeah. I'll pick Taco Bell over like other nice options in the neighborhood.
I'll pick Taco Bell over my mom's cooking. There That's not true. I love you, Mom.
I feel like we started making a segue into Subway.
Yeah.
Right with that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So KFC is D tier. Taco Bell is S tier.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you think about Subway?
Probably somewhere in the middle. Yeah. Of that.
It's not A tier.
No.
No. But it's not C tier, like it's B.
Yeah. Although I will say if I choose between Jersey Mike's and Subway.
You have to leave some room there.
I would choose Jersey Mike's over Subway.
Well, everyone would choose Jersey Mike's over Subway.
So I would say
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
But I'm a big mayo girl, and there's something about Subway
mayo. Okay, Subway mayo is good.
Do they have their own mayo?
I don't know. Dude, I worked there, and I don't know. I think it's, like, their own mayo, because it came in the same bags as all of the other sauces. So,
what do you think of Jimmy John's mayo?
It's Hellman's, and I don't care.
It's just Hellman's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Jimmy John's.
It's okay. No, it's not my favorite. Either.
No, it's mid at best, and I don't get it. But
and
the
guys in North Platte aren't fast either.
No, they're not. Okay, I will say one time, I'm working at Cold Stone. I'm making some ice cream. No, we're cleaning up. We're closing. My mom orders some Jimmy John's to Cold Stone so I could bring it home for her. And it had maybe had been like 5 minutes since she texted me. And this guy comes to the door, order for Gwen. I said, wow, that was fast. And he goes, freaky fast. I just left. I was like, okay. So,
gotcha.
What a fun job.
So, yeah. I don't know. Something about Subway mayo. You best believe I'm asking for extra mayo on my sandwich and then taking mayo packets home with me.
Yeah. My childhood nostalgia for Subway is so good. Like, every time we would travel, like, I can't eat a lot of fast food late at night. So, like, that would be our stop would be Subway. And, like, I feel like the quality probably has gone down since then.
100%.
When I worked there, it was all fresh ingredients.
Really?
And I didn't work there that long ago. It was, like, a year ago. It was all fresh all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally had, like, cases of tomatoes and cucumbers brought in that we cut ourselves and stuff. Like, yeah, the lettuce sometimes was gross and wilty, but, like, that's with any place ever.
Yeah.
I would say with, like, the bread and maybe some other things. Maybe not, like, not dissing on their freshness, but, like, at its core. Like, when I was a kid, dude, the bread and stuff was, like, legit, and now it just seems, like, soggy and sad.
Well, that also depends on, like, what chain.
Okay.
Because,
which, like, franchise that you're a part of.
Because, yeah, there's some places, like, I like their bread more than others because
I see.
They keep it, like, you have to spray it with water. Like, they keep it wet at different, like,
I see.
Amounts. Like, some will make it over wet and some, like, don't spray it at all.
Is there, like, a central distribution network for the Subway? Like, it all always came from the same place?
I think so. I want to say it's, like, Sysco or something like that.
I see. I've always wondered how those people handle that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's like any place, like you just have one place you order from. We had a truck come every Thursday at Subway, and I never worked a Thursday shift in my life. So
it's probably okay though.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, I think of like the big ones, like McDonald's has their own like internal logistics network that has to handle it.
They probably, yeah.
Which like that's as big a part of the business as the actual making the food and cleaning the place and serving customers.
Yeah. I guess I've never really even, like, thought about, although I saw, like, a Shamrock Foods thing at Subway one time. So maybe it's, like, through them.
I see.
I don't know. I actually
contract-y
have no idea.
Type stuff.
Yeah.
Subway, I'm kind of, I'm at
B.
I'm at C plus because I want to leave room for, because I know there's better options. Like, like Jersey Mike's is legit better. But yeah, I feel like if you guys are B, then we're B. Let's go B minus.
B minus.
B minus. Yeah. I can do B minus.
You know what time it is then?
Red Bull time.
Okay. Should we go pink or green?
God, I just want to get the green out of
Cosmo
the way.
Cosmo and Wanda. Over
out
here.
Of the way.
Oh, it is Cosmo and Wanda. I don't know. What if we like it?
You haven't had this one?
You've never had this one?
What? Yes, you have.
Maybe.
Yes, you have. This one is good. I like it a lot.
I drink the
what the hell
strawberry one every now and then. it's nice crackers.
Oh, it's more piss colored than I thought it would be.
Like beer looking.
Yeah,
it is beer looking.
Like beer.
It's very Busch Light looking.
You would know.
Jane knows his beer.
Yeah, that's actually Busch White.
You guys, this one is like one of my favorites.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
it smells
this
like,
one is good.
It smells like Spreeze. It tastes like candy.
I love Spreeze. Oh, it does smell like Spreeze. I guess I've never really smelled it.
The candy.
Yeah, you know? Like, I haven't had a Spree in years.
Okay. Smells good.
Keep it in, Gracie.
3, 2, 1. Fire.
It's
even
so
after
good.
Brushing my teeth, this is good.
It tastes like candy.
Mm-hmm. Very candy. Probably the most candy one I've had. I have had this because it tastes like Smarties to
me. Yeah, it's like a... So good.
So good every time.
Yeah,
it
never disappoints.
I never expect it, yeah. Jaden, what's your thoughts?
It's a little on the candy side for me, and I don't taste much Red Bull. But I'm also just an old sourpuss.
Yeah, you are.
I hate when people say that.
Sourpuss? Hate when people fart.
I think the word fart is so funny.
Yeah, I know. Jane, what are you doing?
I was just looking at stuff.
But I was all.
Oh, you?
Oh, God.
Ew.
Damn, take your time, Gracie.
Yeah, God. I haven't finished mine.
Yeah.
So we can move on, guys.
Jane, what are you putting it at?
Probably C tier for me. Am I C tier for everything?
Yeah, you've put 3 at C.
Then put this at D.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like Red Bull at
You're
all
an abomination.
It tastes like bug juice. Now that I think about it. Like
He's
the
like
little kid
bug juice is so fire.
I'm putting this at A.
Damn, okay.
This is an S tier Red Bull for me.
Really?
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that.
It's just
Dude,
like,
I mean, I just
my rotation of Red Bull is OG, and then this, and then now that there's White Peach, I'll have that too. Like that is my
rotation is pink, peach, and blueberry.
Yeah, I just say like now. I probably sell less of this than any other one.
I just don't think people try it. Like I think I think they read the word elderflower and Karuba,
yeah,
and
Karuba.
they're like, what is that?
Karuba is not a nice combination of letters.
No, that's not
like
a
It doesn't sound good, so people aren't gonna get it.
Elder?
Yeah, elderflower.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's fire.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
Slays the how's the boots down.
Well, what's a good fast food restaurant? Or bad.
In and Out. Oh my god. I know.
Yes!
I know it's not popular around here.
No, there's none around
it's
here.
It's
here.
Denver. There's one in Denver.
There's one in Denver?
Yes. So every time I'm in Denver, and it's like, you don't even have to go, like, if you're, like, driving by Denver, mm-hmm. and you're not going to go downtown, you don't have to go downtown. It's, like, by the interstate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
Oh,
by
a
the Buc-ee's?
In Denver?
Mm-hmm. What?
Like, a fuck-off big Buc-ee's, too.
Why? We're going to senior trip.
Senior trip.
Buc-ee's? In and out.
Buc-ee's In and Out, that's it.
That's all I need.
I think it's like north, like by Loveland.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a huge mall right next to the In and Out.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I love shopping.
Uh-huh. It's like an outdoor mall too. But it's not
I love outdoor
it's
malls.
Not like a strip mall. It's like
Gretna. It's like Gretna.
Yeah, it's like oh my god, it's so pretty.
I think what happened was there was enough Californians and Texans moved to Denver that they had to bring a Buc-ee's and a In
and
Out.
And an In and Out, yeah.
Like, the food is fresh. It's always so fresh.
Their animal-style fries?
Oh, I love their spread.
Time.
Excuse me.
The best thing I can say about In-N-Out is the customer service.
Yes!
Like, they were so friendly, like, well-dressed, clean. Mm-hmm. The place was clean. And
another S-tier
everyone
place
was
for me.
It's S-tier for me.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, oh my god. Just
for a burger place?
Yes.
In, like, smash burger place, I would say
S-tier.
Well, and it's, like, so, like, their secret menu, like, it's, like, so customizable. Like, you can get I don't like raw onion. I hate raw onion. But, like, their grilled onions on my burger, oh, my God, so good. And then I get, like, a pepperoncini pepper to, like, put the juice on. It's so good.
Aren't those banana peppers?
I think they're banana peppers, yeah. Okay. Just pickled.
I've never actually had a banana pepper, and they smell so good. And they I are don't so know why
try
I
one on your sandwich
one.
Next time.
I'm not going to put it on my sandwich.
Yeah, you're right. Okay? You're not that kind of girl.
No.
I'm a little, like, my rating's distorted because every time I've eaten In-N-Out, I've been absolutely hungry as fuck. And I would have probably say anything was S tier at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still good. I would give it S tier just for the customer experience.
Yeah. I think shakes are pretty good, too.
Yeah. I just think it's, like, the vegetables are so fresh.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to McDonald's and get a tomato on your burger, and it's the most...
That's why I don't get like tomato on my burger.
It'd been a long time since it was grown in a lab.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. It's just... living in it.
And, like, In-N-Out was kind of one of those things I kind of grew up on. Like, my aunt lives in California, and we were in California all of the time. Like, we were visiting her maybe twice a year. And, like, we always had In-N-Out. I understand why.
So
and they're
good.
Open, like, pretty late, too, I think.
Yeah.
I love In-N-Out.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
S-tier?
S-tier.
It's an S-tier for me.
S-tier all across the board again. Okay. Okay.
Chick-fil-A?
I have some opinions on Chick-fil-A.
I do, too.
It's dropped for me.
Yeah. Same. I'm disappointed in Chick-fil-A.
Is it the North Platte Chick-fil-A that's made us fall from grace?
Yeah. I just don't think they're trained well. And
So like while they had those people out from like other stores helping open this one, it was good because like those stores are popular stores for a reason. And then once those managers and stuff left, everything just like went downhill.
Well, like I even heard that like when the managers left, they were like, good luck.
Yeah.
Like they told their employees, like, you're gonna need all the help you can get.
Because we have people working there that we know.
No. But, like, we've gone there, and my mom has gotten completely, like, raw chicken nuggets.
That's
like they
insane.
Like, they look cooked on the outside, and, like, she cut every single one of them open raw.
Really?
Like, that is so
gross.
That's
so hard to mess up.
Like, and if you have, like, a little kid who's not paying attention, like, I'm
gonna eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've been at my house, and I cook myself a chicken breast, and it's, like, pretty late at night, so I'm just eating it in the dark in my kitchen. I didn't even know it was raw. Like, I ate 3/4 of that chicken breast, and I was like... Like, this texture's kind of off, and I turn on my phone flashlight, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is completely raw.
Oh.
Her. But, like, so, like, some people, like, nice. Wouldn't know. If you're not paying attention, you wouldn't know.
No, if it was, like, dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're busy driving, you're eating, you're not going to be looking.
I've given it 3 tries now, and each time I'm like, I wish I went to Cane's.
I love Cane's.
I don't like Cane's.
I like Cane's sauce.
I like their bread.
They have good bread.
But, yeah, Chick-fil-A for me is one of those things, like, it was so exciting to get out of town because we didn't have that. But now we do, and it's just, like, who cares? Like, Chick-fil-A was one of those things you only got.
When you went to
when you went places because you didn't have it at home.
And, like, I don't know. I get the grilled nuggets usually.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, sometimes I'll have, like, a couple chicken nuggets of the crispy ones if, like, someone else gets them. And you can, like... taste the oil.
Yeah,
like
it's
I notice, I don't like that. I don't like tasting like burnt
the
oil.
Actual oil.
Yeah.
Itself. Have you had their like shakes and stuff?
I think their shakes are.
Their
good.
Shakes I think their shakes are pretty
so
good.
Their frosted lemonade is so.
I
good.
Had like their frosted key lime. Oh my gosh, that was good.
I do like their ice cream, like their frosted drinks, and then yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually just had like their ice cream plain, but I've had their shakes and
I
their
have.
Frosted lemonades.
I had
is the ice cream good?
Dish, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I had it on such an unattainable, like, expectation that I was being unfair to Chick-fil-A. Like, demanding unrealistic expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their chicken noodle soup is good. It's weird. Yeah. Oh. It's weird, but, like
chicken
I get
tortilla
that,
soup
but it's good.
Good.
Yeah. Their soup is always
I've never
fire.
Had a problem with it.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know.
I'm thinking, like, B+.
I was thinking C.
Really?
Yeah. Worse than Subway?
I mean... Like, I understand they're wearing, like,
I think
nice clothes and places
that's true.
Clean.
And they try to. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Because
if we went
service.
Somewhere else, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
And they're figuring things out here. This is a prime example of don't let one place distort.
Yeah.
Because anywhere else, you were treated like
yeah,
king,
Chick-fil-A
the queen
as
and queen.
A whole, it's always great. It's been yeah. great.
Okay, I'll put it at like an A or a B. Like a B,
B plus.
Plus.
Yeah. Let's do B plus.
Yeah.
And then we can come back to it at some later date if our mind changes.
Okay.
I think, you know what we should do? We should be like one of those YouTubers who goes to every like
yes.
Rainforest Cafe. We should go oh, to yeah. every Chick-fil-A in America.
There's like the old couple.
Joshua
to every,
Wiseman?
Did he go to
he
every?
He goes to like every, he'll go to like every chicken place in America and he'll rank them.
Every single chain of it?
Yeah. It, like he has like rules, like you have to have so many locations to count.
Yeah.
But like he'll go to like churches, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes. And he'll just get a chicken sandwich or chicken nuggets, and he'll just eat that
eat
and
the one.
Rank it. Hmm. So basically, we should do that.
Let's go to every Cracker Barrel.
I had Cracker Barrel
okay.
for the first time
Cracker
the other day.
Cracker Barrel is yeah. fire.
It is good. I get it.
Like,
and
it's
like,
weird.
I literally got chocolate chip pancakes, mm-hmm. and they were delicious.
Their pancakes mm-hmm. are
some of the best pancakes I've ever had. And then, like, I wanted to try their mac and cheese, but I didn't order it. And my friend's mom ordered it and didn't like it, so she gave it to me. Delicious. Their mac and cheese is delicious.
Yeah, I like diss on Cracker Barrel all the time.
Yeah.
But it's
because
it's one
it,
of those things you have to diss
it
on.
It is
like,
a meme for sure.
Yeah. Do I feel old going in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like,
and I'm gonna eat it up every time.
Okay, and I love the store.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Like I love all the weird candies and
they've
pops
got the cutest
and stuff.
Things yeah. They have collectibles.
Yeah.
I pooped at Cracker Barrel.
I didn't know they had toilets. I just figured they had an outhouse to match the rustic aesthetic.
Yeah. It was a nice bathroom, too.
They sell outhouses out front with all the Adirondack chairs yeah. and picnic tables.
That would actually be hilarious.
Man, it's not really fast food, but I still feel like we should give it a rating.
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's a casual, like, fast sit-down place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that's a good point. That's
quick.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With their grits and their okra.
I'm an A tier.
A? Okay.
She's great.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had like a lot from there, but I'm still going to say A tier.
My childhood yeah. nostalgia of going to Cracker Barrel, oh my God, it was just.
Like, it's a clean place. The workers are friendly. It was fast.
Like, when I was bored waiting for my food, my brother and I would always just go to the store and look at all the candy and stuff.
Yeah. And like, you have that little pegboard game
yeah.
thing.
My mom will be in a major city where she could eat anything and we'll go to Cracker Barrel.
And every time we like deliver horses or anything, my family's mm-hmm. like Cracker Barrel, and I'm like, oh.
You know it's gonna have like air conditioning.
Yeah,
you know it's you're like
there's little places like yeah. in the restaurant to play chess, like
yeah,
in
yeah.
the seating
yeah.
area.
That's right.
And,
like,
yeah,
checkers.
And
yeah,
and that
yeah.
one game with the golf pins.
We were
you know
just
what I'm
talking
saying?
About
the pegboard
that.
Game.
The pig.
Oh,
we were just talking about that, but it's fine.
It's okay. No,
yeah, no,
you're
it's
right.
okay.
It is
I think I was like fantasizing about Cracker Barrel.
I get it.
Grits, okra.
Their chicken and dumplings are so good, too.
I heard that, and they looked really good on the menu, and I kind of wish I got them.
Next time.
That's the first and only time I had dumplings. Really?
Yep. Chicken and dumplings is my favorite.
I made Gracie chicken and, or Gracie's mom chicken and dumplings.
It was
so good.
So good.
We got to make, so I watch on my Roku TV, right? I have this channel called NHK Japan, and it's like PBS, but in Japan. And they have like the most wholesome programming, like about cooking or like little stores and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one store in Tokyo, and they only sell croquettes. Croquettes in a bun. And a croquette is like a fried potato, fried mashed
they're
potatoes.
They're so easy to make.
Oh.
They're so easy to make.
So let's make those, and then we'll put them in a bun and see how they go.
Okay.
See how it goes.
We also need to make a recipe.
Are they really easy to make?
Yeah, it's so simple. And we also need to make some recipes before you leave out of our Joshua Wiseman
yeah, bet,
cookbook.
Yeah, bet. Let's make the...
Like, one that, like, takes... Like, we've made
hard.
Simple...
So is that
but let's,
Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's find the hardest one.
Yeah, something that also looks... We'll look at that later.
Okay.
Next restaurant. Jane, I think it's your turn.
Burger King.
I was thinking
F.
about that.
F.
Yeah, dude, I agree.
Okay. E, because of their
chicken
fries.
Chicken fries, yep.
Okay.
E, because of chicken fries. And...
Don't they have
whatever
fries
memories...
Too? I don't know.
What's keeping it from going F for me?
The crown.
The
crown!
Dude, like the very shirt you're wearing, Shrek himself, is what's keeping... Dude, my memories of a kid in that playground in North Platte. And there used
so
to be a
good.
Caboose.
There used to be a playground
yeah.
in North Platte.
There was
you
a,
don't remember?
The A tier, S tier playground and a caboose. Or is it not there? It's not there anymore,
no.
right? dude, there was a caboose that you could have your birthday party in. It was like attached to the Burger King. And I remember going to a birthday party and there was Shrek ketchup. There was like green Shrek ketchup.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about.
And
then there was like purple ketchup for the dragon, I think.
Yeah, and Heinz did that.
Ugh, dude, talk weird. About just nostalgia, dude. Other than that, it's crazy. You go to Cane's and it's just, they're just printing money over there. And you look next door and there's like one freak drive up to Burger King the whole time. It's like, it's sad. It's actually kind of sad to watch.
But like that location in specific, I don't think I've ever been to another Burger King outside of the North Platte one.
Mm.
But it's like not a clean location.
I know, your feet stick to the floor.
Yeah, like the bathrooms are gross. The floor is like visibly musty.
You know,
like,
it's old.
Yeah, it hasn't been updated since the 90s.
You know, like McDonald's, it does a Kim, it does a Kardashian facelift like every 7 years. Like it reimagines itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a space age, like Elon Musk, SpaceX.
Yeah.
Place in there. You don't have to talk to anybody.
No,
yeah, you can just order.
But Burger King is the same as it was when they built that place.
Yeah, it hasn't changed a bit.
Minus a caboose.
I miss the McDonald's before they like switched it with that. Like it was like the Taco Bell you see there. And then
I missed the old McDonald's. Yeah.
I missed the old McDonald's. That was
back
the,
when it was like Burger King.
Back when it was more like Burger King, yeah. I don't know.
It had Ronald McDonald and it had some like North Platte stuff.
Like,
and
I like the look of modern stuff, but I miss all the color that used to be.
Like
it takes all the soul out of it.
Nothing about gray walls and yellow chairs says burger to me.
Yeah, no. Like I want it to be fun and like homey.
Yeah. What happened to Ronald McDonald? If Ronald McDonald saw this today,
he would die.
He would think it was an abomination to his culture.
He'd be a sad clown.
He'd be a sad clown, and I want a happy clown. Mm-hmm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dude, I told you one of the craziest things I've seen in my life was at North Platte McDonald's. Did I already tell this story?
No.
No, I think I've heard it, but
I haven't.
She has not.
Okay, we're sitting in there. And these two girls walk in. I couldn't tell if they were 12 years old. 12 years old. I couldn't tell if they were 22 years old. Right.
The one in between.
It was just dressed as a pure anime character. Somewhere between an anime character and Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, wait. When was this?
Was it you?
What?
Maybe it's been a couple years ago now. I feel like I was going to Dune.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the second Dune.
Okay. So like last year?
Maybe last year. Yeah. And so that was the taller one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this other one, dude, she's wearing a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a long one. She's wearing a t-shirt and thong panties.
That's it?
Yep. That's it. Like ass complete. Like you couldn't even see the string. Dude, meanwhile, there's like a Mormon family and like a Vietnam vet with his like hat on. And I'm just like, what has this world gone to, dude?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like the other, a couple months ago now, I guess at Cold Stone, I served a furry.
Whoa.
Tail. Ears. And they had their hands like
Oh, God.
And they were hopping around the store.
No.
Yeah, T-Rex hands for anyone listening. That's your visual. T-Rex hands.
Died. I just would have laughed. I don't know how
It was so bad.
And you know they ate it
like
a
dog. God.
Oh, I don't understand that.
I just tried to get back to the back as soon as I could.
That's tough.
Because I did not want to see that anymore.
Or would you laugh?
I tried really hard not to laugh.
Bro, you know, here's the thing. It seems like it would sound rude, but they would love it.
Oh, they would.
You say, I'm sorry, no pets allowed in the store.
and they would be so happy.
They would be so happy that you acknowledge their...
As a pet, yeah.
Their Ethereum.
Well, it's like when we were in Lincoln for NHS.
Oh!
And we're in Target. We're in Target in like the women's clothing aisle. And
oh, no.
I just
looking for bathing suits,
looking for
might I add.
And there's this two girls and one of them's getting led by a leash. Like she had a collar on her neck, tail and all, and was being led around with a leash. That was like, I knew furries existed.
Don't we have a video of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew furries existed, seen it on the internet, but that was like my first like
real experience furry.
Well, like I remember that, but like out in the wild though.
Yeah,
like
no,
that
out
was
in the
my
wild, that's crazy.
Yeah. I just was like, oh, that'll never happen in Nebraska. No.
What if you like risked your life, went across all of Central America to get here and you see that? And you're like, I left everything for this.
Yeah, like you're an immigrant from
Guatemala, Honduras,
yeah.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. And your first interaction with an American is a furry.
You're like, my whole family, I just left behind my whole family.
Imagine you're like one of those people that like gets on the train, or you like sit on top of the train and you like train all the way up through Mexico, and then you like backpack through this river and all this crap
you're
to
like,
get
you're
here.
Like one of those people who hides in those like gas haulers or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just all that work and then you just furry.
Yeah.
I always wondered, like, the kids in the sweatshops making the fursuits, like, what are they thinking?
Well, actually. I know something about this. It's, like, literally people. Like, they're special ordered from people who are willing to make this for you. Like, you send them all of your measurements, I would assume. I mean,
So I've heard.
Like, you send them all of your measurements, you send them, like, your color scheme, and they, like, literally make it. It's, like, thousands of dollars to have a fursuit.
I think
it's
last
insane.
Summer...
We looked into it.
Last summer, we had, like, talked about furries.
We looked
a
at
lot.
A pre-built one, pre-made ones.
Because why were we?
No.
Someone came in the coffee shop and was talking to us about...
Yes.
Didn't we look them up on Amazon?
Yeah.
Or something?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay, someone who came into the coffee shop, we were like, that person's a furry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then we're like, I wonder how much that would cost. And it's insane how expensive people would pay for
that. Because we brought up furries, I think.
Yeah.
And then the person knew way too much.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about furries. They're like, oh, yeah, it's like super expensive. Like,
which is
you do all this.
That's absolutely insane.
You know what's probably going to be insane?
Mm-hmm.
The taste of the pink.
What a great
segue.
Okay.
Look at these
get
options.
Your cups ready. Get your cups ready. Oh. Okay. ASMR. Okay. That's a good one. I don't know what this is, guys.
It hits so hard.
This is redder than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And we're back. I feel that's like Fortnite, like emote dance, like. That's what that sounds like. Okay.
It's like cranberry juice, like a lighter.
It is. It does look it not like the other pink one at all.
I love this one.
So excited! And a black Santa napkin.
What's the
guys,
name of
it's
it?
Wild berries. It smells like berries, you guys.
Shut the hell up now.
So, dude, it smells like some sort of cleaning product that I've used recently, like hand soap.
Like your cranberry in an orange hand soap?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
You know what? Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm taking a big old sip.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
We've already tried it.
It tastes like wine in a weird way to me, and I really like that flavor.
I know exactly what it tastes like. You guys probably haven't had them yet, but like Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, I've never had a Jaeger bomb.
Can't
so
say.
It's like a cup like this, but then there's like a little swimming pool in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we put the Jaeger in that, and then the rest is surrounded by Red Bull, but like normal Red Bull. But the Jaeger tastes more even. It's almost like coughing syrup, like the consistency.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a cherry berry flavor, and then it mixes with that, and dude, it's like a non-alcoholic Jaeger bomb.
You know what this tastes like to me? Wild berries.
Damn.
Wow, Gracie. And I got ridiculed for saying it smelled like it. You want to know our false advertisement at the coffee shop?
So.
Can I share our secret?
Oh.
On the chalk, can I?
Yeah.
On our chalkboard, it says wild berry smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't have that.
The container says mixed berry.
Yep.
You know what? You know what's false advertising?
So.
Going to Target to buy an Oura ring and they're like, we don't sell those in store anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm still looking at the display.
Yeah, but you give me the display one then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What does the Oura ring do for you?
So like it's basically like a Fitbit, but I hate wearing watches. So I really wanted to like get a ring instead. And I understand like, it's so bulky, but like it's also a piece of technology, you know, like it's not, it's 2025, not 2050. So it like tracks my heart rate. For like your period and stuff, it can track your body temperature for like natural cycles. So like if you're tracking naturally and stuff, that's good for like people, girls who want to get, who want to get pregnant. I don't want to get pregnant. but it also like tracks my sleep, like what my heart rate throughout my sleep was like, my oxygen levels throughout my sleep. It takes everything I like put in the app from yesterday and tells me my readiness level for today. Like that's based on how well I slept, if I had alcohol, if I had nicotine, if I had a lot of sugar, if I had a lot of this.
Doesn't it like count how many calories you burn too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it like estimates how many calories you burn throughout the day. It's actually really nice. Like I like it. I got it because I wanted, like it tells me my heart rate and like what my average heart rate is. My lowest average heart rate throughout the day is 78 beats per minute. But sleeping, it's like 66 to 88 beats per minute.
I want one.
And
but I'm a gold girl and it'd be $500.
$500 for a ring!
Oh God, is that what this one was?
This was $350 because it's okay. Silver. It's
and does it cheapest. Come with like a subscription for a while?
So yeah, you have to pay $6 a month for the app, which is insane, but like the first month is free. But it also tells you like the longer you have it, the better it knows your body and like learns your body. So it will like, it'll tell you how well you manage stress and stuff after like a certain, I think it's like 60 days or something it takes to like learn your stress data. Levels. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I like it. I like, I feel like I've learned more about myself. Like, I feel like, cause there's, it shows you like you were awake from this time to this time, but I don't remember that. Like it, I wouldn't have known I was awake that time if it hadn't told me that.
You can learn a lot about like your daily stuff, but the nighttime stuff is nice to learn too.
Yeah.
I had a Whoop watch and it, but you never had to take it off. Like you would put a thing over the top of it.
That was cool.
And I wore it for over a year, probably like a year and a half. And dude, it's like you said, like whether you smoked or you drank during the day, how it just tanks how you actually sleep.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about how I sleep and how I live throughout the day. But then after a year and a half, it's like I didn't need it anymore. Like yeah. And that's probably how you'll end up with the Aura ring. Like, but it's nice to see these habits and correct them. And then if you do go off the rails in the future, at least you still have that like little toolkit that you developed.
Yeah.
But yeah, after a while, it's like, okay, this is cool. But now it's like stressing me more out now. But it's nice, dude. It's nice to have that. And yeah, by the way, guys, go to Aura.com. Use code WhiteRabbits10.
We are not sponsored by Aura, guys. Do not do that. Oh, we are
for
not sponsored.
0% off.
Oh, 0% off. For like a weird look at checkout.
Okay, it didn't give me anything. Yeah, make sure next time you're at Target, ask about, let them know you watched the White Rabbits podcast.
They'll be like, oh, what?
You watched the White Rabbits? I thought that was only audio.
Well. Okay, guys. What's, yep. your,
back
what's
on.
Your rank?
Yeah.
What is Red Bull?
I'm a... Let me look at my list.
Okay. I'm in charge of the tier list, so...
The tier keeper?
I'm the tier keeper. That, guys, we should play Dungeons & Dragons together.
That would be such a good D&D
that
name.
Would. Here you go.
Like a...
The tier keeper.
Or like a bot, like a bad, a
like
boss,
a bad guy,
a boss.
Yeah,
you have to
like
fight.
The
yeah,
tier keep. That's dope.
What do you guys think?
Maybe like an A. I wouldn't put it in an S.
I wouldn't either.
It's good. I like it. Excuse me, but it's not my absolute favorite Red Bull.
B tier. This
your
one.
Beer.
Beer.
Beer tier.
Wild. I'm just gonna put wild. Actually,
yeah.
I'm gonna put wild B. I'm going to go A.
I'm a wild. I'm A tier, too.
You're A? Okay.
The nostalgia from the...
Jaeger.
Yeah. It reawakened something.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know if I could drink a whole can, but...
I've drank a whole can. It's not bad. I feel like it was kind of overhyped. I think I was more excited about the color
I
of
know,
it
I
than
was
the
like
actual
happy it was pink
flavor when it first came out.
This is the spring edition.
No.
This is just pink.
Yeah, this
edition.
Is just pink edition. Which, like, I like it, but I'm also kind of upset that it, like, had to replace the green edition. I really liked that green, like, that deep green edition. Mm. So good. What even was it?
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. Oh, yeah.
Should I order more? I think I only got one can of summer edition out there. You think people keep buying it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it tastes amazing. People aren't going to buy it.
Okay.
It's my favorite one. I'm never going to buy it.
Yeah. Okay, Gracie, what's your...
What's my next fast food place?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be fast
Qdoba.
Food. Okay.
How do you feel about Qdoba?
Fire.
I've never really had Chipotle, so I can't rank Chipotle.
I think Chipotle is better.
Everyone thinks
is
that.
Is it a sit-down place or is it...
No, it's like it's a Qdoba situation. Have you been to Chipotle?
I don't know if I went to Qdoba or Chipotle.
They're both pretty
I've
much
been to,
the same.
I know I've been to Qdoba.
They're like the same thing.
I like it.
I would know if I went to a Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You would. I think I've had it once ever and I was like 5, so I don't remember it. I like Qdoba.
I do too.
I have to be in a really specific mood
I agree.
For it though.
I always forget about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like their bowls. Whenever Cooper and I go, he gets a burrito. I like their bowls. And I used to really like getting the chicken, but the chicken always has like a weird chewiness to it.
Yeah.
And it's like charred half the time. So, I mean, I'm more of a ground beef.
I get the steak.
Oh, the steak. I get the ground beef now, and I like that. But
if I'm in a Mexican mood, I'd rather just go sit down and eat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is what it comes down
to. I'd rather go to San Pedro's 100% over Qdoba.
I'm going to...
Because Qdoba's kind of... pricey too.
It is. It's expensive.
Right.
Like it's not cheap to go there.
No.
Like $15 for a bowl.
There used to be a bar at Qdoba. I don't think they have the bar in there anymore.
No.
But I always thought, like, how sad are you if you're like the lone guy who decides to go to
the Qdoba bar?
The bar at Qdoba. I know, like, at the Applebee's bar, I feel like divorced middle aged people go to it, but
100% every time.
The Qdoba bar,
that's another level.
Obviously, no one went because they got rid of it.
Yeah.
I
feel like my brother went once or twice.
To the bar at Qdoba?
Yeah.
Boys trip.
By himself, maybe. I don't know. You gonna finish that?
No, you can have the rest.
Oh, let's
go. I'm a C-tier it.
Yeah. Because I don't think it deserves worse than C tier.
No, but it also doesn't deserve better than C tier.
Yeah. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not
bad.
I like their queso. I like their chips and queso.
Yeah.
Their chips have, like, a lime flavor to them that I really like.
You could do better. You can do worse.
Mm-hmm.
I think me completely forgetting it's an option says something about it.
Yeah.
It's also kind of in a shitty location in North
Platte. It is. I just hate going
by Fort Cody?
Like, if it was where Runza is...
It'd be
I
much.
Bet I'd go all the time.
Yeah.
One of the 8 Runzas that's in North Platte.
It's insane how many.
And it's not, okay.
Or is there only 2?
Hold on.
We're ranking Runza now.
Yeah, we are.
That's not that good.
What do you get, though?
I used to get their chicken tenders as a kid.
Yeah.
And now I get, like, their burgers, and, like, it's okay.
When's the last time you had a Runza, though?
I've never had a Runza.
Really?
Oh, God. Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's literally the place is called Runza.
And you haven't had a Runza?
I don't like cabbage.
I think everything else is there for like.
Well, do you like egg rolls?
Depends.
You sometimes. honestly, it's like tofu. I don't like tofu, but like, it's like palatable in that way that like it just takes whatever flavor.
You don't even know.
You don't even
you
notice.
Even know
like,
if
it's not big strips of cabbage. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just. Like, it's chopped cabbage to the point it just, like, mixes in with the ground beef.
It's chopped so fine. Because I've had, like, homemade Runzas where I'm like, fuck.
That's a lot of cabbage.
Yeah.
I've had a homemade Runza before, and it was, like, okay.
I think their fries are good. Like, they're crispy.
I do like their fries.
I like their ranch, personally.
I love their chocolate ice cream.
Every time hits the spot.
I wish I loved something like that.
You don't love Papa like that?
No. It's more of a working relationship.
A love-hate relationship. A boss-employee relationship.
Okay, real quick story. I'm in Douglas, Wyoming at the Wyoming State Fair. And I'm in the rodeo office. And this pickup man comes in. And Dad, we like known him forever, but Dad like starts making small talk. Like, how's How's so-and-so's wife, right? It's like, she died 6 years ago. And this guy is like cowboy, like hat. And he's like propped up on the wall, like one foot like this. Talking, uh-huh. You know?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, sorry to hear that. I didn't know. Yeah, I remarried. Oh, so, well, how are you guys getting along? It was mainly for tax reasons. Like, that's the most cowboy shit I've ever heard, crazy. Dude.
That's actually insane, I think.
Back to Runza.
Yeah, so if I'm going to get a Runza, do you guys recommend a cheesy one?
Cheese
or
one. Yeah.
Cheese
yeah,
one?
Okay. God, cheese Runza, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, for God's sake, a cheese Runza, dude.
Yeah.
And just dip that bitch in all the ranch. You can't.
You don't like, or do you like Runza Ranch? You don't?
Runza Ranch is okay. I think it's too watery.
Honestly, ketchup.
I do love some ketchup. Mm.
Yeah, you can't go
even
wrong.
Lie.
It is watery. It is. Yeah. Weirdly watery.
I don't like ranch very much, so I'm very, very specific about
my
ranch.
I like a thicker ranch.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I do too. I like a blue cheesy ranch.
I hate blue cheese.
Like the consistency.
Oh, yeah.
The ranch at Cunningham's on the water
so
in Kearney.
Good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
With their cheese curds. Oh, not every time. Oh, and
I can't have cheese curds.
And their buffalo wings. The buffalo sauce is like sweet.
It's
oh
good.
My gosh.
I love Cunningham's.
I'm clawing at
guys,
the
I
walls
wanna,
and I'm
wanna
foaming
go
at the mouth.
Cunningham's.
Their pork belly bites are so good.
Never had that. That sounds fantastic. Guys. Quick field trip. We're going to Cunningham's.
Yeah. Pause.
Be right back.
That does sound good, though. Let's, we'll go there, and then we'll go play pickleball in that sports complex.
I have pickleball paddles in my car right now, guys. I'm nice. Not.
Let's go set up.
Should we go to Kearney?
Yeah. Water slides right by Cunningham's, too.
So the new water park, our new water pool here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When does that start?
I don't think it's getting done till like 28.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
We're 2 years into college at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
That's the next Summer Olympics
yeah.
in LA.
Why that long?
It's just, dude, they have to do like soil studies and it's just
soil
like,
studies for a swimming pool that you're going to put concrete over?
What?
Shut
bro,
up.
I know.
So I'm
like,
not gonna
shut
get,
up.
So I'm not going to get a pickleball court in this town till 28?
Maybe soon. Maybe pickleball court sooner because
are they doing
they'll
pickleball?
Like they'll like build that part first.
Are they doing the pickleball courts?
I think the pickleball court in a parking lot was what we said.
You're taking out the tennis courts, right?
Yeah,
that's where
the pool will go.
See, but how are you gonna make a parking? How are you gonna build the pickleball courts first if you have a pool that's being used there?
I don't know.
I haven't thought that far into it, actually.
Is the pool going to be, like, closed for a summer?
So while they're... Yeah.
It is? So, like,
yep.
This town is not going to have a pool?
I think for a full year.
Wow.
Like, they'll, like, start in a May and then get done. Start in an April and then get done the next May.
Jeez. That's okay, though, because, like, I'm not a big pool girl.
I am. Like, I used to have Cody Park, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Right, like, not next door. It was, like, all the way across town. But, like, I don't know. I had a swimming pool growing up in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved here, that was, like, the one thing I had was a swimming pool.
Curtis swimming pool. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm kind of sad about it. I used to, like, scrounge my house for quarters.
We also won't be here, though.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't care.
I'm like, we won't be here, bro.
I actually don't care.
Dude, a person's dynamic with swimming changes so
there'll
much
be such a nice pool at UNL.
Oh,
and there's paddleboard yoga. I don't know what that is.
That sounds scary.
But we're going to try it.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah,
My sister was a lifeguard at Laramie's pool. It was, like, in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have to be there at 5:30. But one night, I played Stardew Valley till 6. But it was 5. And Maddie's like, can you just give me a ride to work? And, yeah.
I get it.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time at this pool growing up.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Every day.
I love swimming pools. I don't like...
But, like, when you're a kid, you just, like, flap around, like, that one Magikarp from Pokemon, and now it's, like, what
well,
am
as
I doing?
I've got,
I'm just wet.
As I've gotten older, it's, yeah. Like, the pool isn't as fun.
No, you just
oh,
kinda...
it's not as fun, but I still eat it up every time. I love the pool. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm more of a lake girl.
I don't like the lake. I hate feeling like seaweed on my feet.
Okay, I will say,
I can't see the bottom, and I don't like that.
I don't like Wellfleet Lake. I don't know why. It's just not my favorite. Mm. I feel like there's cleaner lakes.
For sure.
I feel like Wellfleet is.
I used to live by Lake Maloney, and that one summer where it got hot super super fast and all the fish died.
Mm.
That was a stinky summer.
Ugh.
I went to Cambridge Lake last summer, and we're parked out. That's the first time I've been there, and we're parked out in the middle of it. And I'm like, I've lived here 30 years, and why is this the first time I'm doing this? This is so nice.
It's like I've been to like all the lakes in this area, and that's probably one of my favorites.
Elwood Reservoir.
That's nice.
That's a nice lake. Nice. I like that lake.
It's kind of like rich person lake.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. My dad, sister, and I went out there fishing last summer, and it was like. It was super nice. It was like the hottest day of the summer, of course, but it was nice. I mean, the water wasn't freezing cold, and I don't know. It was a good time. It was pretty. We also saw a guy, you know where you like put your boat in the water and it's like that super, super steep hill? I saw a guy trudging up that hill and wearing like a cutoff shirt, this like bigger old guy, both nipples hanging out both sides of the shirt, and he's trudging up this hill carrying this 5-gallon bucket with the biggest like fish I've ever seen hanging out of it, like flopping around.
Oh yeah.
And he gets to the top of the hill and he has to like stop for a second, and the fish falls out of the bucket, so he has to pick it up and put it back in and then trudge the rest of the way to his vehicle. And that was a sight I will never
That's the thing, like you could have had the best day out on the lake, but that's what you'll remember.
That's what I remember, yeah. Who cares about the water and the depth? Did you know that optimal walleye catching speed for your boat is like, I think like 2.8 miles an hour or 1.8 or something like that.
For pulling the line behind you?
Like at the bottom of the lake.
So that's like you're fishing, but you're moving with the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only been boat fishing like on a big lake one time. It was like in the middle of Wyoming, and it was fucking most miserable day of my life. The wind was like 65 miles an hour. And it was like,
yeah,
we're hauling ass, and there's like 6 poles, and I've never been on a boat, never been on a lake this size, and yeah, I caught a fish. I don't know how the fuck the fishes were going that fast, but
yeah, that's a good point, dude.
Yeah, not fun. I got wet. My girlfriend broke up with me like that day.
Oh,
yeah. But I got a
before or after fishing.
I think it was like that morning.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking about. But I got a plaque later that night for fishing. Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. That's exciting. Do you still have it?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Let's go look at it after.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Oh, so Runza.
Runza.
Yeah, back to Runza.
Oh.
Gracie, tell us what you think.
I spent the last week in Montana, and their ice cream has left such a...
Their ice cream?
Has
what
Montana
do you mean their ice cream?
Runza ice cream.
Oh,
sorry.
Runza ice cream has left such an impact on me that I asked my friend in Montana, do you want to go get ice cream at Runza? Like eight times in like the 5 days I was there. There's no Runzas in Montana.
You didn't know that?
No, I did.
Oh.
But like it's such an everyday thing for me.
Oh.
That let's go get Runza.
Runza ice cream is good.
Runza in Montana? Ugh.
Your
Never
mind,
been to God's country.
Your mind knew, but your body didn't.
Okay, also, like, Runza isn't super greasy.
No, it's not, and I really appreciate that. Their chicken tenders are good.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, like, a good, yeah.
A?
A.
A. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No?
Runza is God's country.
Okay.
I'm going S.
I like how small I think, like, what helps, like, fast food places to be good is like the amount of locations they have. Like In-N-Out, it thrives because it only has a few locations, so they can focus on having those fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same with Runza. It's fresh. I never get a stomach ache from that,
no.
which is like rare for me. Like I will always have a stomach ache after fast food.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I feel fine.
And like national pride for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, exactly. You can only find
chili,
a Runza.
And chili and cinnamon rolls. Like
in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get Temperature Tuesday. In Nebraska.
Yeah, they do a Temperature Tuesday. That's
Isn't
all.
Isn't it like the temperature at 6 a.m. is how much you have to pay for whatever? I've never actually participated in Temperature Tuesday.
I'm never in town on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll be real. I don't know how it works either.
Yeah. I know it's like a really good discount.
Back to Temperature Tuesdays. It runs a...
I feel like it's like what the temperature...
Do you pay $32 for a burger?
So if it's $32, that means it's
$3.20. My phone knew exactly what I was going to ask.
So if it's like a dollar and a... If it's 15 degrees, I think it's $1.50.
Yeah, okay. So the cost of an original Runza sandwich is determined by the lowest temperature in Runza territory at 6 a.m. that day. So if it's 2 degrees out, you're only paying $2.
I see. Okay.
No.
Oh?
No. The temperature is 19 degrees. You're paying 19 cents.
For a Runza?
For a Runza.
Really? Who is doing that? No one's doing that.
Really?
Oh.
Guys. Like, that's what I live for.
Wait. There's Runzas in Iowa, Kansas, Colorado, and South Dakota.
Yeah, they did recently just expand.
Well, that pisses me off.
I know, same.
Welcome to Runza country.
Nope. 15. Like, imagine paying 15 cents for a Runza.
And it's still great quality.
Yeah.
S tier. No one's doing that. No one's.
S! 15 cents?
This is dollar menu to a new level.
I know.
And their fries are okay.
Their fries are good.
Yeah. I like me a good crinkle cut fry.
Yeah. I'm happy with Runza.
I like Runza.
Like, I don't go there often.
Yeah.
But when I do.
I feel like at the beginning of this discussion, I said, it's mid. But now I'm like,
you also haven't had a Runza.
Yeah, I've never had a Runza.
No, we're going to have a Runza together.
But like, basing Runza off of their other foods, it's good.
Yeah.
It is good. Now that I'm really thinking about it, thinking back to my childhood of eating like their 3 chicken tender meal, fire.
So good. And the little dinosaur, so cute.
Have you been to the new Runza on the ones?
Yeah.
Heading south, the new one? Because the old one, they had like, there's like 4 brain cells working at it.
Heading south? Like the one by Luigi's?
Yep.
Yeah, the one they just built.
Yeah, the one they just built.
Oh, the one way heading. Okay, never mind. I understand that now.
I don't like pulling into the one over by Walmart.
No, because you can't get out.
Yeah.
But that's the one I go to.
That's like my favorite one.
Yeah, that's
one,
what
though.
I would go to too. Yeah.
Go to.
And the other one was like shitty.
Yeah.
But now it's probably nice.
Yeah, it is nicer. Oh, Runza's what's it called? Popcorn chicken. That is really good.
It is good.
I love their popcorn chicken.
I grew up on the chicken tenders too. Like that most of the calories my body came from Runza chicken tenders or mini corn dogs.
Okay. Here's the thing about mini corn dogs.
They're shitty.
I never actually had them.
Oh.
But do you guys in Kearney, you know that Runza next to that Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with my cousins, like all 5 of them one time and my sister. Or 4 of them. There's 4 of them. We're in the car with my Nana and my little cousin wants Runza mini corn dogs. And it was just after they got rid of them. Just after. So my Nana pulls up.
Oh, they don't have mini corn dogs anymore?
No.
They didn't for a while. I think they have them back now.
They do?
They might. I could be lying out of my butt. But they had just gotten rid of them. So my Nana pulls up to the window and goes, I need a kid's mini corn dog. And they were like, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have mini corn dogs anymore. So she says, all right, sweetie. Like, they don't have corn dogs anymore. Scream crying hysterically. Yeah. I was like, dude, chill out. It's
her life is over.
Yeah, that's
what would you do if someone died?
Like, it was actually insane. I was like, dude, what are we doing? Just get some chicken nuggets or something. Or like their chicken tenders. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
How are you going to react when there's, like, actual trauma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he would only eat, like, mac and cheese for the first 7 years of his life. Like, Kraft mac and cheese, mini corn dogs, and popsicles.
Are we talking about me?
Oh, yeah. This is Jaden, actually. Yeah. Our gamer. Emphasis on the Y in gamer.
Ooh, damn. I need to get me a lavender girlfriend.
Hey, you said you sent your first DM in years.
I did. Oh, yeah, dude. I added a girl on Snapchat.
Shot and score?
Yeah. No, she didn't add me back. But,
oh.
But I did try. So.
We're proud of you for trying.
Yeah.
Yep.
For you put yourself up. You should go on dating apps. We should set up a profile for Jaden on a dating app.
I agree.
You know what? I'm probably to the point now. Because I got off here because I didn't want to match with college girls.
Yeah. I don't.
And I didn't want like them seeing me. But, and I didn't want to see them in that light, you know? But dating app, I don't know. I don't know if that's what I want.
Farmersonly.com.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm sure there's nice gals on there and Christian Mingle. And
they found Kendall McKenzie. Is that her name from Hay Center?
Yeah.
On a dating app.
Uh-huh. Is that a teacher or a kid?
No, a kid.
On a dating, like it's like something like Farmers Only?
No, it was like Tinder, I think.
Oh, is she it's even old? Is she
I
old enough?
I think she's 18.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the only requirement, is that you have to be 18. Now I have to pull up the post. It's so funny. Hay Center, almost read it.
Shout out.
But dude, like, I don't.
It was during prom.
I don't want to go on like random date. Not really, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. There she is.
Huh. Wait, can I see?
On a dating site. Makes me giggle.
And if I watch Netflix by myself, I can just watch it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point.
Like, I don't have to, like...
You can just watch it.
Yep. Watch, like, Dance...
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms or... Toddlers and Tiaras or something dumb that I hate.
Something dumb that I hate. I don't know. I like Dance Moms. I need to get into Drag Race. I think I would really enjoy Drag Race. I love me some good RuPaul.
RuPaul.
The well, Paul brothers.
I know
Jake
that
Logan
you also like Runza and Taco Bell.
Did we tear? Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
S-tier.
We dislike Burger King.
Yeah.
Burger King wears the literal crown for... Or did we give anything F tier?
Arby's.
Arby's is F tier.
Disgusting.
Yeah, the last three Arby's I've been in have been bad.
It's so bad.
Thank God. The
Express. And oh, you're not about to shit on Panda, are you?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Dallas has a look on her face.
On my way to Montana, I'm in the Denver airport, and my gate is B94. I flew in to B94. That is the second to last gate in the Denver airport, might I add you, in the B terminal. I walked all the way to the trains, and I went to Terminal A.
Oh, hell yeah.
For some Panda Express.
How long was your layover?
Like 4 hours. Oh, I had like, it took me like, I think I was there like not in Terminal B for a total of like an hour. I really sat down and took my time. I watched some YouTube videos in that airport.
And got that Panda,
and I
dude.
Would do it again. So good. I love Panda Express. Their orange chicken changed my life.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll always be there for you.
No, S tier.
It's an A plus for me.
Okay. Okay.
I've
I know
had
Dallas doesn't
so
like it.
Much.
It's just not my favorite.
It's just not my favorite.
B tier for me.
B tier. Shut the hell up.
Panera, though? We need a Panera.
Okay, Panera's good.
It's so good.
I had their chocolate croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Pain au chocolat, actually. I'm kidding.
Kid it.
I'm not
right.
kidding, but like.
But it was so good, though. Like, my mom and dad got these, like, sandwiches that looked so good, and I just got, like, a croissant because I was getting Panda. It was good.
Their soup is good. Oh, my God.
Their mac and cheese is good.
Mm-hmm.
Panda. Panera does it right.
Pandera?
Collab.
Wow.
Orange chicken bagel sandwich. honey shrimp
croquette.
Tomato brioche sandwich.
I've never been to Panera.
What? Yep. You need to go there.
Maybe that's
Let's
what we
need
Let's
go to Carney right now.
Yeah, just try a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Let's make a YouTube channel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Go up to the... can we speak to the manager? And then the manager comes out. Hey, so we're with the White Rabbits podcast.
We're asking for permission to film in your location today.
Like and subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
No, we can't. Okay, we'll go outside.
We have to, like, sit in the parking lot. Like, they won't allow
on the
us.
Yard.
Yard, yeah.
Guys, comment a chicken emoji if you're still watching.
comment emoji that's most like your favorite food from Panera.
And use code 10 White Rabbits for 3% off your next ordering.
1% for every member of the podcast.
Yeah.
1% for every guest we've had, zero.
If this gets 5 million likes, we will skydive while eating Arby's.
With no parachute.
With no parachute! We have to land in Lake Michigan. Or like something, or Cambridge Lake or something like that.
Yeah, we'll survive. I think F tier for
Arby's.
Arby's gets F every
time. Okay, the former Arby's, that location, was sticky.
I ate there one time, and that was by force.
My dad, if given the opportunity to pick between like Arby's, Subway, McDonald's, he's going to pick Arby's.
Of course.
Every time. My dad doesn't like McDonald's, actually, which kind of pisses me off.
So Arby's was good. Like,
no.
I'm talking like 27 years ago.
27.
So
when you were three.
Yeah, we went there all the time, and it was good. Okay,
the one in North Platte?
That building, like the Army recruiting place right next door, and it's like a furniture rental place, maybe? You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's only
Army recruiting now. That used to be the movie theater.
What?
Yeah. And I used to think it was so big, that building. And yeah, there was like four theaters in it.
And then they built the actual movie theater.
Then they built the actual movie theater, yeah.
Dang, you're older than the North Platte Mall.
The mall has been around for a while. But okay. I think they built on to it to add the movie theater.
So you're
theater.
Older than the North Platte movie theater?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you guys old enough to remember the mafia guy that ran the movie theater?
You're gonna have to be
I remember, like, before the AMC or whatever, or before Golden Ticket?
Yeah.
I remember what it used to be.
What was it, though?
Was it AMC?
No.
Or what did it used to be?
Before Golden Ticket?
Yeah.
Was it just AMC?
It wasn't AMC. No, but, like, when we were little.
But then there was
little.
Something before AMC.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Damn, what was it? Because, yeah, it switched to AMC, and it was an upgrade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's Golden Ticket.
And they have, like, the recliners and stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I wish the recliners were heated.
Nothing like yelling chicken jockey from a recliner in a movie theater.
Are you, like, looking up an old newspaper?
I'm just looking up, like,
old.
The history. I don't know.
I can't think of.
Carver? Carver Cinemas.
So.
I know it sounds crazy. I think it was Carver.
Okay, I don't care about the Fox Theater. I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe it was. No, Fox's Theater is downtown.
Yeah.
It was just mall cinema. So you are a liar.
Paramount.
The mall cinema has been. Oh, Carmike.
Carmike. What was I, what was I saying?
Carver.
Carmike.
Yeah,
it was Carmike. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. But this is.
It might have been like a JCPenney type thing.
This says that the mall cinemas has been open since 1976. Someone's lying here.
No, that's not true. In North Platte Mall?
Mm-hmm. North Platte, 100 South Dewey Street.
Maybe it was closed and they had to.
Yeah, maybe. For like
20 years.
Yeah. The building was converted to an Aaron's rental / retour. Oh, no, you're right.
I'm right.
You're right.
Okay.
So it was.
It was something else.
It was Carmike in the mall, which. There was a theater in an outbuilding, not to be confused with the six-screen Carmike in the mall. So there was a Carmike in the mall, and also
the thing by Arby's.
Cinema Treasures, or Mann Theaters opened the Mann's Triplex Theater in 1976. It was closed on November 17th, 2005. The building was converted into an Aaron's rental / retail store in 2010. So there was one in the mall, and then one where you were talking about.
Oh.
So you were right.
Okay.
There was two at one point.
And they must have, like, really renovated the one in the mall.
Yeah.
To be, because, like, you can't just, like, the theater, like, goes down in the ground.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just do that, huh?
Yeah. Weird.
But I remember when they, like, made it Carmike then.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was nice.
Yeah. The Carmike wasn't bad. I mean, like, I feel like the snacks were okay. I don't really remember a lot of it. I mean,
I remember you could
I...
at least go to the ticket booth to buy a fucking ticket.
You can still do that.
I swear to God, you do it at the...
Well, you do it at, like, the counter.
The counter now. But I like having
the ticket booth.
The ticket booth, and then you go get your things.
Yeah.
But now they're greedy because they're like, well, since I'm here, I might as
well get also a drink get and popcorn. And
I do think it's very overpriced, the food.
Movie theaters are so good. Cooper and I went to go see Inside Out 2, and I brought, like, I had gotten a Taylor Swift cup when that movie was in theaters, so I got my large drink refill. We brought their, like, you can pay, like, the $25 for the popcorn bucket that you can refill. And two tickets, and I don't even think we brought in our own snacks, and it was $40 for two adult tickets, which are, like, $7, I think.
Yeah, it's the food that gets you.
I refilled a drink, and we refilled a popcorn bucket for $40. I was actually like, oh.
And dude, for the experience, okay, the recliner's nice.
Yeah.
That's what almost makes it a home experience. But dude, honestly, like watching a movie at home, they come, you can rent them so early now from the time it's in theaters to like being able to rent it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like weeks.
Yeah. Like as soon as it's out of theaters, it's on Amazon. Or
yeah, or sometimes, dude, on God's, I swear sometimes it's in theaters and you can rent it. It depends on the movie, I think.
Yeah. I feel like if it's a huge blockbuster film, it's not on.
Not quite yet, yeah.
No, but like if it's smaller, like I know Inside Out 2 is probably on Disney Plus as soon as it came out.
Probably.
Because it's a Disney movie. Did you guys see how bad the new Snow White movie flopped?
It gets really bad.
It, like, out of 10.
Was it the live action?
Yeah. Out of 10 stars on IMDb, it has like a 1.8 or something.
Damn,
like
that's
that.
Bad. And it was like the highest budget Disney movie, one of them, like, ever.
I don't think they need to make live action
of
everything.
They're only doing it so they can keep the copyright on them.
Yeah.
That's literally the reason.
Oh, I see. To renew the copyright?
Yeah.
I see.
And so that they can keep making money.
Isn't Snow White not Snow White in the live action either?
No, she's black. She's mixed, I think, actually.
Yeah, I think she's Latina.
Well, like, the whole point of... she's called Snow White because
Latinx.
Of her complexion.
Yeah.
I just wish, like, I understand... Like, I know a lot of old Disney shows are, like, prominently white.
But if you want more, like, person of color representation...
Make more movies.
Make more princesses.
Yeah, make a new IP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a white person, so I guess I feel like I can't really say a lot on this, but also, like, you can't make a live-action Rapunzel. Like, she's, Norwegian or... She's German.
She's German.
She's German. Like, that is a predominantly white area.
Like, I got into...
You can't make
her...
Rapunzel... Yeah. I don't care about Ariel. Ariel's a fish.
Yeah,
I don't care what
whatever.
Color she is.
But, like, I had a discussion with someone about it, and they're like, well, you couldn't make...
You can't make Tiana white.
You can't make Tiana white because that's their culture.
Yeah.
And I was like, so it's okay to change Rapunzel to a different color? And they're like, yes. I'm like, but it's German culture.
But that's their culture. That's like making Elsa and Anna Norwegian princesses black.
Yep.
Yeah, or Indian, or literally, if you, like, you couldn't change Pocahontas to anything because it's her story.
That's
or
an
like
actual,
Mulan.
Yeah.
Like,
you wouldn't make Mulan black.
You wouldn't make Mulan white.
Or
you
white, exactly.
You couldn't literally change anything about
like,
her.
Like, seriously, it's on Disney for not making more princesses people of color.
Yeah.
Like, that is 100%. So, like, but now we have, like, Moana and,
Raya. There's Raya.
True. Mm-hmm. I've never
it's like
seen
Indonesian or something.
Yeah, but wait, is it...
Or Thai or
Mirabelle
Cambodia.
From Encanto?
Yeah.
I love that movie. That's
so
a good movie.
But I also feel like maybe more people would watch the live actions if they were true to what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Like, I liked the Cinderella and the Beauty and the Beast. Like, I liked those movies. They were good movies.
Mm-hmm. I liked the Beauty and the Beast one. The auto-tune was weird, but... It was fun.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, the Snow White?
Mm-mm.
I guess, like, there wasn't even dwarves.
No.
Yeah.
They're called the Seven Magical Beasts.
Yeah.
Because Tyrion, or Peter Dinklage, he's like the dwarf from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He threw a fit about them having dwarves. Because they had him casted. I think they even filmed quite a few scenes with the short people. He threw this big fit. What is there a fit to throw about? It's literally called Snow White
and the Seven,
and the seven
dwarves.
Dwarves. So you hired Seven of the roles, I'm sorry, that for little people in Hollywood, is probably the biggest role you could possibly get. And no, it was offensive. Why is that offensive? It's like, literally what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, why is Peter Dinklage throwing a fit? He could literally have gotten casted.
Right. He got casted for, he could have gotten casted A, and his role as Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones, literally for a dwarf. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, like, dwarfs aren't a lot. They aren't in movies or TV shows, like, ever. Like, not even as, like, a side character or like,
a
background. Like, they're never portrayed. So, like, that should be, like, a big thing for them.
Especially when it's the titular role. Is that how you say that? Of the movie.
Yeah.
Let them have their 15 seconds, you know?
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to the White Rabbits podcast. Thank you for ranking your favorite fast food places with us. We appreciate all of you. Love you to death.
As always, see you next Thursday.
We don't have a day.
Okay, we'll see you next time with, what are we going to do next time?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to start, since we are done with Red Bulls, we're going to do latte flavors now.
Yep.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start with cupcake.
Okay, so I think first thing, we will do two every episode.
Okay.
Baseline vanilla latte. Not one each. Not like, no, we make like a little mini latte.
Okay, okay.
And then
there
we
you go.
Share
like
it.
A medium.
Yeah.
I will crap my pants.
We start with the baseline, literally vanilla latte.
We should do caramel.
Okay.
And then,
We got to rank the white rabbit, though.
Oh, damn.
I love me a white rabbit.
Let's do.
Your list.
What else did we have on there?
Habits.
We had
habits.
Restaurant habits, good habits.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
See you next week with some habits. Bye.